scratched CD. I often think about how painful it must have been for my mother to give birth to a scratched CD. She barely spoke English, but didn't need it much, since women like us need not open our mouths so long as we open our legs for the sweaty hands of the evening air that whistles through the banks downtown. I often think about the irony that two toddlers in their 20s building homes up on crescendos could conceive a writer and a stutterer in the same daughter. Maybe you twos, with or without you, whirling in a yellow Walkman, shared my pillow, and maybe my mind minced the width to keep me from thinking too early that things get to go your way, and I've never been the kind of girl to remember something told to me once, so maybe repetition's been the god that stops me from, shows me how not to be blind. Pacifiers drip in consonants, you probably don't know how long it would take me to actually say that sentence. The real laugh erupts when real CDs skip, but everyone knows you can't stutter while you sing. And it's funny because nothing's safe when you forget the sound of your voice. And it's funny because after the speech impediment Russian roulette, I was given a name filled with S's and B's, sounds that clung to the edge of my tongue and decided that I didn't buy their copyright quick enough. And it's funny because I came scratched in the package and nobody quite got what they paid for. I often think about how off rhythm I'd be without the beatbox soundtrack that pops in for a visit on tired nights and presentations, and when you flip through a thesaurus with a gun to your head to replace what you cannot say, eventually you come to know language most intimately. And I'm not the first every 8 a.m. drive to work, but you keep me in your glove box for the nostalgia, and you don't really mind that there's a scratch through with or without you, because you've only ever heard it that way in your car. And you almost prefer that version better.